So another question that came up during someone's vacation. They were at Shabbos. They rented an Airbnb for the week. And the key ring that they were given with the key to the apartment also had on it a key fob. Not a key fob that had like buttons like you have for like your cars, but a key fob that would get them in and out of places in the building and in and out of rooms and different places that were located within this apartment complex. So they wanted to know, they were concerned that if for Shabbos they removed the key fob, they would lose it. They would just forget about where it was, they forget to put it back on. And they wanted to keep it attached to the key. They needed the key to enter and exit the door to the apartment. They wanted to keep it connected to the key fob. So is that allowed on Shabbos? And if it is allowed, how do you carry these keys? Seemingly the fob is muksa, so what do you do in that situation? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes the following in chapter 20 of Shmir Shabbos, Simanim 82, Epei Beis and Pei Gimel. He writes the following. Machzik mavtecho shemechubar elav mikate tziporayim. I don't know if people still do this today or if people ever did this, maybe in Israel. You have a key ring, machzik mavtecho, something that holds together keys, that has on it a mikate tziporayim. What's that? A nail clipper. Okay, a nail clipper on the, I don't know, key ring? Is that common? I don't know. Mutter lishtamish bo b'Shabbos. Ach tov yasa im yafrid es mavtechos mi bodyom. Says Shmir Shabbos, you should take off the nail clipper before Shabbos. It's better. It's better. It's not us, but you can use you can use the keys. Saror mavtechos ubo mavtech shehu muksa. If you have a key ring with keys on it, not anything else, but some of the keys are muksa and some of the keys are not muksa. What would be an example of that? Our example is a key fob. There you have car keys that are on the key ring also. Kamo mavteach mechonis o ma'alid, or a key for the an elevator. Yotzi be'erev Shabbos es mavteicho she'asurim betiltol. You should really take them off before Shabbos. So really, ideally, you should really take off any muksa item before Shabbos. If there's a real significant concern, I would say chacham eina barosho. You have to really know yourself. You can set an alarm or put up a sign by the door. Put back key on Shabbos. This is where the key is. Good. If you're really still concerned, so then maybe you can keep it on. Or if you forgot. So what do you do if you forgot? So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes one thing, just important to know the history of this. This is written by Rav Neuwirth. And then a bunch of years ago, I guess he looked into things or new things were added. He has a tikkunim umiluim, either changes or additions to the Sefer that was added here. And about 5 years ago, they put the two together in a Sefer that we have downstairs in Chelak Aleph, the Shmir Shabbos. It's like a Chelak Aleph max. It's huge. It's jumbo. So in there, he writes the following. He writes that what you should do is V'yochaz b'yado rach mavtecha mutter o sheyochaz b'machzik ha-mavtechos. If you accidentally left a muksa key or muksa item on the key ring, you should either only hold the key ring by the kosher key, for the door, or by the key ring itself. Why is that okay? Number one, it's not a busis. We've discussed busis before, and there's a davar heter on here, which you need. It's very significant for Shabbos, so it's not a busis. Good. Aren't you carrying muksa at the same time you're carrying non-muksa? You are. So this is called tiltul min atzad, indirect touching of muksa, right? Using something else to carry the muksa is allowed. For example, you left money on my chair. And now, what do I need? I need the chair. So you're allowed to lean the chair over by doing that, the money falls down. Why? I am allowed to move indirectly muksa for the sake of non-muksa. If I wanted to hide the money somewhere, that would not be okay. Because that's essentially like moving the muksa with my own hands. But in this way, it's allowed. So by carrying the key ring or carrying the key, even though I'm carrying by extension the muksa item, that is mutter here because you're carrying it for the purpose, tiltul min atzad, indirectly for the purpose of the muksa here. So ideally, once you remove a muksa item from a key ring, if one forgot or if one is really afraid that they're going to lose something that doesn't belong to them and that they're going to be in a lot of trouble, then they can keep it on Shabbos, or if they accidentally forgot, and what do you do? Either hold it by the key that's non-muksa, or by the key ring itself, and that would be okay on